Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you have trouble seeing things clearly? Are you beginning to develop cataracts? I often think that people develop cataracts because they spend entirely too much time in front of TVs and computers. Now, I'm not sure about the new TVs, but in the old days, there used to be some kind of a quote-unquote gun back there that would shoot rays to electrify the three colors. That way you get a full color. Cells in the pixels, I guess they're called today. Goes to show you how old I am. At any rate, my belief is that all of that directive radiation into the eyes, as well as the sunlight, because if you're not wearing really good sunglasses, you're going to do some damage. And the body is always self-protective, self-corrective. The problem is what gets in the way. And what gets in the way? What's between our ears. And I mean that on two different levels. One, in terms of our own subconscious concepts, which tell us who we think we should be. That's a whole other animal, and we'll talk about that as we go through things in life together. And the other thing is that don't want to see what's going on. So one of the ways to get rid of cataracts is with vitamin B2. And before I get into B2, I want to tell you an old European cure that I have heard works, and I actually first learned about this in a book called How to Get Well by Paavo Airola. He was my hero. At any rate, what you do is you take 6 to 8 drops of raw, unfiltered honey. That way it still has all the enzymes in there. And before you go to bed at night, drop 6 to 8 drops in your eyes, and in the morning, yes, it's going to be sticky and your eyelids are going to feel, gritty, I guess, a little bit. But in the morning, wash it out with warm water. I know that works. I've heard it from retailers who have passed it on and then tell me that, oh, Michael, we've had great results with that. So if you're dealing with cataracts, give that a shot. Also, the B complex. And vitamin B2 works as it's part of a group of enzymes necessary for the breakdown and utilization of carbs, fats, and proteins. It's essential to help your cells breathe. Believe it or not, they too use oxygen. I mean, it's essential for all of us, right? And from an immune point of view, it helps the body in building not only red blood cells, but antibodies as well. And last but not least, because of the cataract aspect, it's also good for the eyes. Now, what does vitamin B2 represent? Courage. And doesn't it take a lot of courage to really deal with life from a position of strength? Absolutely. And too often we feel overwhelmed. Maybe that's why hypoglycemia, candida, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia are so rampant, because our doubt is becoming stronger than our faith in self. We can have faith in God and faith in this and faith in that, but the real faith has to be in self. And look how courage would help you in terms of dealing with things. First and foremost, let's go back to the breakdown of carbs, fats, and proteins. Now, we know that these are building materials, but they also symbolically represent different types of thoughts. That's why some thoughts you can break down easily, digest them, incorporate them, build on them. Some thoughts are such an imposition that people end up with a sore stomach, an upset stomach. Some actually throw up. Some actually get diarrhea because they've ingested it, they've brought it into their system, and oh gosh, it's not in keeping with my beliefs. At a subconscious level, I wasn't aware of it. Now I've got diarrhea, trying to expel those concepts as quickly as humanly possible out of the system. And look at cell respiration. Your cells need to breathe. Air is symbolic of spirit. Why? Because spirit lives in heaven. So anything connected to the respiratory system, sinus issues, bronchitis issues, lung issues, all of these relate to issues dealing with self-confidence, having faith in self to be able to handle whatever is going on in your life. Keep in mind, you're never placed in a situation that you cannot handle. Never. And by the way, you may find that I am redundant, because sometimes I actually repeat myself redundantly, and I'm not sure why. But from another point of view, I was actually read somewhere that it takes 21 to 28 days to create a new habit. So my feelings are, if I tell it to you enough times and repeat it differently, with a different perspective, a different slant, then it'll be easier to incorporate, easier to digest, because the last thing I want to do is give you an upset stomach. I do want to provoke your thoughts. I do want you to think. I don't want you to blindly buy into any philosophy, any theory, because in the health food industry, we got a few circulating around that I think are a disservice to people. But that's a whole other story. If you want to chat about anything, give me a holler at 844-305-7800. Everybody who knows me knows that I have opinions on everything, and I'm willing to share. If you're uncomfortable with hearing your voice on the air, drop me a line, michael383@me.com. Now back to using our courage. And I said B2 helps in the formation of red blood cells and antibodies. And you develop antibodies when the body has been invaded. Now, we don't think about thoughts as invasive critters that are going to make us sick, but they do. And sometimes it's what you see that can upset you and create an emotional reaction. And when you have an emotional reaction, it changes the biochemistry of your body. And here's one you can deal with. If you've ever, you're driving down the highway, the next thing you see is a police car coming up behind you with its lights flashing and its siren, and you immediately get that, feeling in the pit of your stomach. You get a rush throughout your entire body. I remember in the early days, people would roll down windows and throw things out, and you also reach for your seatbelt. Because on some levels, the authority has triggered fear. Now, there are other symbols of authority in your life that are much more subtle, and they can trigger reactions within where it's going to take courage to deal with them and do so from a position of strength. Another thing that B2 is involved in is good vision. And I mentioned earlier with B1 in another segment, we talked about B1 and how it was good for the eyes, and it's a facilitator. So when you combine facilitation with courage, it gives you the opportunity to truly have eyes that see, so you can see the truth of something that's being presented to you. And question everything. Take nothing at first glance, because there's always a deeper truth behind everything. When I use the term symbol, and I'll tell you this is a symbol, that's a symbol, the way that I get there is that I know before anything is ever manifested in physical reality, it starts as a thought. It has energy. When you develop eyes to see and ears to hear, you will see the energy at work. You will hear what needs to be heard. I guarantee you, as you incorporate these understandings and these nutrients into your system, you're going to rock and roll. You're going to feel great. You're going to be on top of your game, because you're going to be dealing with everything with personal power and from a position of quiet strength. Be happy, healthy. Stay well. See you again.